بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ریگارڈنگ اسلامک ڈائٹری ڈائریکٹیو، دا کوشچن دیٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ڈسکس ٹوڈے از دیٹ از دیر اے ورلڈلی پنشمنٹ پرسکرائب فار ڈرنکنگ الکوہول؟ ناؤ اٹس ایبسولوٹلی سرٹن دیٹ ڈرنکنگ الکوہول از اے سن ان اسلام. اٹ از ناٹ الاؤڈ ان اسلام، اٹ از ٹوٹلی پروہیبیٹڈ. بٹ دا کوشچن از دیٹ ہیز دا قرآن، ہیز دی آل مائٹی پرسکرائبڈ اسپیسیفک پنشمنٹ فار پیپل ہو آر فاؤنڈ گلٹی آف ڈرنکنگ الکوہول؟ So if we read the Quran, we can say with absolute certainty that there is no such punishment which has been prescribed by the Quran or by the Almighty. In other words, such a punishment has been left to the discretion of an Islamic state. An Islamic state, a parliament, can of course legislate, and it can prescribe any sort of punishment for this sin. However, there is no punishment which has been prescribed by the Sharia. And if we study history also, we can easily see that this is the case. We know that in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people who were found guilty of drinking alcohol, they were punished by kicking and beating them by various things. And then in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, this punishment was fixed as at 40 lashes. People who were found guilty of drinking were lashed 40 times. And in the times of the Caliph Umar, this it was increased to 80 lashes. So this variation itself shows that there is no fixed punishment. There is no punishment which has been prescribed by the Sharia regarding alcohol. And in this matter, an Islamic state has a free hand. It can, of course, legislate and fix any punishment for this crime. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.